10, Pioneers at their own 35-yard line.
And then the tackle for, that was Jaleek Barnes on the tackle here. So single receivers both sides. Johnson on Raby's left. He's going to get the handoff, looking for some space. Not much room to go there. Stacked up by about two or three Firebirds there for no gain. And I think he was waiting for a hole to open up that never opened.
So,
Pioneers line up right away. Ball in the middle of the field. Second and 10. 14-10 remaining. Twins right, single receiver left. Johnson and Raby's right this time. Tight end wings. Raby, quick pass. And he's got, I believe that's J.R. Muth back in the game, back from an injury.
Raby's pass is complete the ball.
You got to check the number here.
Gain of 7 on the play.
J.R. Muth. Yeah, Muth is back in the game. He was back in after an injury kept him out since the Augustana game. So ball in the right hash. Third and about 3 here at the 42-yard line. Single receivers both sides. Left tight end wing. Double tight end, actually. And it's going to go up the middle. He's going to get met. Nowhere for Johnson to go, so the freshman not getting a very warm welcome from this Carthage defense.
There was just nowhere to go there, Don. They were just all over that.
Yep.
Nothing up the gut today there.
Nope.
Loss of a yard on the play brings up fourth down.
And one of the leaders on that defense on that tackle, number 9, Chris Gutierrez, a junior defensive end. So, Noah Strebler in to punt. Back to receive for Carthage.
Oh, bad kick.
Oh,
dude.
It's a shanker. Wow. That one like went out of bounds at about the Carthage 41, so not a typical Strebler kick. That might be an 11-yard punt. And actually, the ref is going all the way to like the 45-yard line, so a very positive start here, fortuitous start, I should say, for the Firebirds as Bryce Lowe and company come out. First and 10 of the 45, 12:42 remaining, Twins right, Twins left. Looks like an empty backfield here. Now flanker comes in motion. He fakes the handoff. He's going to go to a screen here. Looks like Bryce Frank, and he's tackled about a 2 or 3 yard gain. Great pursuit by the Pioneers.
Those passes complete the break.
And that was number 28 for the Piles on that, the first of the tacklers.
Brought down by Campbell. Gain of a yard.
Actually, excuse me, Will Campbell, number 42, responsible for that. So they're calling it second and 9 here for Carthage. Twins left, single receiver right. Frank on Lowe's left. Tight end wing left. And it's going to go to Frank up the middle, and he's met by a slew of Pioneers for a very short gain. They're going to give him like 3 on that to the 49. So Campbell in on that again with Damon Loker, actually the first tackler. So now we've got a 3rd and 6 here for the Pios, and what we call a key play for the Pioneer defense here.
Like to see 3-0, Don.
11:40 and counting here in the opening quarter. A scoreless game. Tight bundle trips right. Single receiver left. Ball on the right hash. Flanker. Tailback goes the most, and it's a pass. Oh, he breaks one tackle. And he's close to first down yardage. He might have it. What should have been a tackle for a loss gets evaded there by Bryce Frank. So you had three receivers bunched off on the right. Frank goes in motion behind them. It's going to be short, but it looks like they're going to go for it here. A 4th and a long 1, maybe 1.5 here with 11:04 and counting. Another key play for the Coyote defense here. Twins left, double tight ends right. Frank on Lowe's left here in the shotgun. And it's a quick pass. It's caught. Oh, he's tackled.
Him.
A big loss. The Bridges of Marion County. Marion Bridges. No, excuse me, A.J. Moore. I stand corrected. The senior from Tosa West.
Pyles played that one perfect, Don. Great pursuit.
The Trojan, A.J. Moore from Tosa West with a big tackle for a loss. So a big break for the Pioneers after a bad punt from Strebler. an untypical, yes.
Not typical.
Not typical, thank you. So Pioneers tight, Twins left. And it's a handoff to Johnson again, going to left. He's got some yardage.
He's breaking it.
First down yardage all the way to the 28-yard line.
What a run.
Great hole there for the freshman.
Showing some speed there, Don.
Sure was.
He broke that initial line, and he put some burners on.
He sure did. Amari Hill on the tackle here. So first and 10 at the Carthage 28. Single receiver left, Twins right, ball in the middle of the field. Johnson and Ravy's right. Here's the snap, pass. It's a short pass to Eichstad, but he reels it in for about a 7-8 yard gain. Spotted at the 22. A quick pass there from Raby.
Let's keep an eye on Eichstad today. He's chasing one of his records, too, or chasing a record.
I like how Eichstad cut that in, Johnny.
Yeah, he did.
Single receiver left and Eichstad, Twins right. Johnson on Raby's right. Raby looks to the sideline. We've got 9:58 and counting in the first quarter, a scoreless game. But the Pioneers are threatening here. And it's a handoff to Johnson. He's met in the backfield. He really had no time to run that. And that's Chris Gutierrez again, the junior from North Riverside, Illinois. You ever been to North Riverside, Johnny?
No, sir.
Beautiful city designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, the great designer of American parks. They're in Chicago's southwest side, I believe. Home of Edward Don and company. Chips right, Twins left, empty backfield for Raby here. And they're calling it third and about five there with the loss. 9:17, here's the snap. It's a quick pass. He's got like
got
first down yardage. And brought down at about the 11, what I call eight down territory.
Eichstad just has a way of getting open, dude.
He sure does. DeVito over to help on that tackle. Jalik Barnes, the coverage.
Eichstad's coming up a little gimpy.
They had help from Evan Mutterer, yep. Eichstad stays in the game, though. So first and 10, 8:55 and counting, ball at the 11. Single receiver left, ball on the left hash, Twins right. Johnson on Raby's left. Snap, Raby back to pass, looks to the corner on the right. He's got J.R. Muth. Oh, a little bit too wide. Muth dove for it. Might have gotten a finger on it.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. You know, you want to throw it deep enough where the corner can't get it.
Yep. And that's what he did, but he was just a step or two behind it.
Yep. So, but a good effort there on first down.
Yep.
So it's second and 10. And Trevor Hancock's going to come out in favor of little brother Sammy Muth. So we got a couple of Muths out there, both in the flanker positions on both sides. Hill on the right, split. Eichstad on the left, split. Here's a snap. And Raby's going to keep this one. Nowhere to go. He pushes forward for a couple yardage. So, again, that front of Carthage coming up with another good play there.
Yes, sir.
They're calling that really only a yard, 1 or 2 yard gain there.
And, Don, that was a designed run by Raby.
It was, and just nowhere to go.
There really wasn't.
So good read there by the Carthage defense.
And usually he's a little more slippery. He can find a spot, but he didn't there.
8:10 and counting. A big third and eight call from the 9 of Carthage here. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash. Johnson on Raby's right. Snap. Raby looks to pass. He's looking left. He gets out of trouble now. Goes to the end zone. He's got it.
Touchdown.
Eichstad knocks that across the middle.
Here's one for Eichstad.
And the Pios get on the board. And this is exactly what they needed, was to score early and get the momentum going. And the two seniors, Raby running out of trouble as the packet converged, running to his right, and then having the patience for Eichstad to get open across the middle. And he wasn't that open. There was good coverage. So Eichstad had to jump for that, and he brought it in. So here's Laurent with Tyler McLean holding. Jacob Laurent, who's from here, Indian Trail High School. Snap, hold, all good, and so is the kick. So with 7:51 remaining in the first quarter, the Pioneers strike first blood, leading the Firebirds of Carthage 7-0. We'll be right back on the Pioneer Football Radio Network after this quick 30-second break. Anya, take it away, please.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. And you can also find us on that beautiful Civic Media app. Don, First Blood, that's 751.
It. Jacob Laurent back home in his backyard here, kicking off for the Piles. And a couple freshmen for Carthage returning. Number 21, Earl Jackson, a running back. And number 30, Isaiah Bird, a D-back from Houston. Earl Jackson's whereabouts unknown, according to the roster. He's like D-Day on Animal
Short
House.
Kick.
So it's going to be Jackson taking it. And it's a short kick, and he's going to be brought. Excellent coverage by the Pios. As Jackson is brought down about the 20, they're marking him at just short of the 22. So these guys must have some burners if they're kicking it short.
Yeah, there's something's going on in that kicking game.
Great coverage there by the Pios. And, you know, when you got two freshmen trusted with the task of returning a kick, you got to know they got something positive going on.
Right.
So. That triangle, that pyramid trips right, ball in the left hash, no receivers left. It's a quick pass to one of the receivers, and he's brought down quickly after about a 3-yard gain. They're calling it a 2-yard gain, actually.
Lowe's pass is complete to Groves.
And we're checking out the Pio tacklers here.
Brought down by Campbell.
Will Campbell again gets credit for the tackle, but he certainly had help. So we're calling it 2nd and 8, 7:22 and counting. Pioneers leading 7-0. 2nd and 8 for Carthage here. Twins left, single receiver right, tight end wing right, ball near the right hash. And Frank moves to Lowe's left. Bryce Lowe, Bryce Frank. And it's a snap. Lowe looks to his left, quick pass. He's got a receiver.
Hit
and
hard.
And he's nailed just short there by Campbell again. Coverage by A.J. Moore.
Campbell took his helmet off.
Helmet came off, so the receiver's got to come off.
Lowe's pass was complete to Westmoreland.
I mean, when he popped him, the receiver's helmet came off, so he hit him hard.
Jackson Westmoreland, number 18, the sophomore from Westville, Indiana, Chesterton High School. So they're calling it 3rd and a little less than 2, so a friendly spot for the Pios. I thought it was closer to the chain, but 6:51 and counting, a 3rd and short here. Twins right ball on the left hash. Tight end goes in motion from the left to the right. Jackson on the right. Quick pass to tight end. He's got it, but he's caught behind the line. I think that's Will Campbell again.
What a great defensive play.
They actually lost about a half yard on that.
Yes, sir.
And that was Jake Binkowski, I believe. Yeah.
Great instinctive
number 22.
Pursuit.
Great seeing Binkowski back in the lineup. So the tight end goes in motion from the left to the right flat, and that's where the pass is going, and Binkowski sniffed that out. His receiver was trying to block him, and he shed the block beautifully. Actually kind of ran him into the tackler.
He did.
So it's Ankiewicz back to punt and back to receive for the Pios. I'm trying to get a number here. That could be Marcus Johnson.
He's way deep.
He is, so they respect. Oh, pressure on the punt. It's caught at the 30 by Johnson. He gets around some tacklers. He gets all the way to the 44. A decent return. Close to 14 yards on that. So good job there by the freshman getting double duty here, starting a tailback and then returning a punt.
That was a nice return.
It sure was.
Johnson returns for 15 yards. Was brought
5:49 is your time remaining in the first quarter. Excellent field position for the Pios again at their own 45. Ball on the left hash here. Single receivers both sides. Looks like we have a double tight end. And Marcus Johnson on Raby's left. So usually by now, one of the other running backs is getting some looks, but they're putting a lot of time into Marcus Johnson. There's a snap. Quick pass.
He's so.
Backs the tackle. He's on his feet. Oh, finally pushed out of bounds at the Carthage 35-yard line. He almost broke one.
He almost tippy-toed that thing all the way home.
Tanner Lugwood from Littleton, Colorado with the touchdown-saving tackle. So this is a quick button hook there to Eichstad. Turns into first down yardage here. Actually, they have him out at the 44 of Carthage. Single receivers, tight end wing, Johnson on Raby's left. He's going to get the tackle off the snap. Johnson breaks one tackle. He's got first down yardage. Still going all the way to the 29. Dragging a couple Firebirds with him, Johnny.
What's that rattling sound, Don?
First down.
So moving to the chains.
Woo. So Pyle's back in the no huddle here. Ball in the middle of the field here at the 29, first and 10. 5 minutes and counting. Single receivers both sides, tight end wing right. Johnson on the snap.
It's going deep.
Going deep. He's got Josh.
Got him.
Josh Hill with the catch at the 5 yard line. First down on a post pattern. Beautiful catch. Hill had to get up for that, and he paid a price. Jordan Wiles on that tackle. Wait, nope, sorry, different. Garrett Warner on the tackle there.
Hill's a little shook up. He's coming out of the play.
Yeah, Hill's going to come out here. We're going to take a quick look at him. So now 81 in for the Piles. That's a new number we're calling here. Alex Gibson, the junior from Muncie. I know they've been wanting to give him some touches. And oh, some confusion on the snap. Looks like it's going to go against the Piles. Someone moved on the Pile line, which some Firebirds started moving, so... Let's see who it is. I'm sure it's against the Pios here, but I've been wrong before, Johnny. No, it's the defense.
Offside. Yeah.
And with contact, too. So that's going to move the ball to about the 2.5 yard line, Johnny.
You know what that means.
Time to score. 4:21 is your time remaining in the first quarter. A 7-0 Pio lead. Looking to put some more points on. Marcus Johnson remains in the game as your tailback. Alex Gibson, a number we haven't called in a while, the wide receiver on the right. Eichstad on the left. And you've got a double tight end left here with Breckheimer behind. High snap. Raby reels it in, hands it off to Johnson. He's near, the line. He's at like the 1 foot line. Great job by Raby. A high snap, and he manages to bring it down and hand it off to Johnson. Johnson had to pause a second. Got around some pressure and was able to push the ball forward. They're marking it right at the one. So second and goal. Clock continues to wind. 3:41 in the first quarter here. Pio's actually huddle on this one, so they're going to work the clock a little bit here. Oh, and Raby's going to do it right under center. Yep. Here's a snap. Raby pushes his way in. And he passes the line. It's a touchdown.
Come on,
refs. The senior from Algonquin.
Touchdown.
Yep. I love that. The old silent snap right under center. You have a big guy like Raby. If we remember in the North Central game, he used that height to stretch the ball over like a layup. Mm-hmm. That's all 6'9 or 6'7.
Yeah.
Laurent back out, the hometown hero. McLean holding. Snap is good, hold is good. And so is the kick. So with 3:28 remaining in the first quarter, the Pios now make it 14-0 over hometown Carthage. We'll be right back in the Pioneer Football Radio Network after this message. Anya, take it away, please.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to Civic Media's live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. And you can also find us on the brand new Civic Media app.
Jacob Laurent kicks it off to Burton Jack. It's another squibber. It's going to be fielded by an upback at the 25, number 88. Looks like a tight end. And he's going to bowl forward to about the 37 of the pile. So good return for Carthage. Aiden Cipolletti, the freshman from right here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Indian Trail High School. Same high school as Jacob Laurent. Johnny, have you ever been to Indian Trail? It's a beautiful facility. I mean, it looks like a college.
Okay.
Football stadium, basketball field house. Our beloved Blackshirts lost a playoff game there at Indian Trail last March, so we were there. But beautiful modern facility there. Here come the Firebirds. at the 37-yard line, 3:23 remaining. Twins right, single receiver left, tight end wing right. Frank on Lowe's left. And it's going to go to Lowe off the Frank off the snap. He goes from his right to his left, and he gets some positive yardage there to about the 42. So good little cut there by Lowe gives them about a five-yard gain.
Hooker on the carry.
And I think Campbell and Loker were in on that tackle. Yeah, Will Campbell again gets credit for the tackle. So clock runs, 3 minutes and counting here. Second and five at the 42 of Carthage. Trips right, no receivers left. Tight end wing right. Frank on Lowe's left here in the shotgun. Lowe gets a snap. Oh, he drops it. He's got a fall on it. And big number 91 for the Piles. Make sure that he's down. It's automatically when you're in college, so it may not be credit for a tackle. Clayton Huber, the sophomore from Ham Lake.
2:30 left in the first quarter. Got a fumble here.
So what looked like a very promising drive, second and five, is now third and 12 at the 35 for Carthage. Twin packages both sides. Frank is on Lowe's left. Here's the snap. Lowe looks to his left, passes. Oh, what a catch!
You only had 1 foot in. That's all you need.
That's all you need, but it is short of a first. Let's see if they decide to go for it.
Boy,
Jordan Wiles, a senior from Rolling Meadows, made a great catch on that. Good pass there by Lowe on an out pattern. The coverage was good by the Piles there. So it looks like Firebirds are going to go for it here with like fourth and a long one here. 47 is the yard to get to, ball at the 46. Twins right, single receiver left on the left hash. Oh, it's a quick punt there. No one back to get it, so let's see if they can keep it from going in the end zone. And they can't. It's a touchback. What a break for the Pios.
Wow.
That was a great little kick there by the quarterback.
It was a smart play on Carthage part.
It really was. Would have had the Pios pinned really deep, but I think the ball just had a little too much oomph on it.
Yep. Not much, though. That was very close, Don.
It was very close, yep.
That was one of them Superman flies. Yep. The guy was in the air, and the ball was there, but he just couldn't get enough.
You talk
it
about it being a game of inches. If they were able to trap the Piles deep within their own five,
yep.
You know, a lot of things can happen there, a lot of mental mistakes, and you know, those are the things that can change the outcome in a game, especially one that's pointing all Carroll's way. So really a mental mistake is what hurt Carthage on that drive. You know, it looked like a good snap to Lowe. I think he took his eye off the snap. Single receivers both sides, ball on the left hash here at the 20. Johnson on Raby's left. Here's the snap. Raby goes to his left to Johnson. He breaks a couple tackles and maybe, but only gets about one or two there. So good coverage there by the Carthage defense. Raby took the snap. He was looking right, and then he turned to his left for a little underneath play to the tailback.
That was a decoy look on Raby's part. Yeah. He was making the defense look that way, and then that screen developed, there it was.
Carthage was not buying, so. Ball on the left hash now. Twin receivers both sides. Johnson moves from Raby's left to his right. Raby gets the snap. Looks quick to his left. He's got Eichstad. Eichstad gets about four there. So good tackle by Jalik Barnes with some help there.
Yeah,
from the safety.
He draws a crowd once he gets the ball.
He sure does. Yeah, I mean, that cushion is so soft on him.
Yeah, well,
they don't
want to
give up any
him.
Deep plays. Yeah.
Yep.
So now we got a third and five here. Pioneers looking to add to a 14-0 lead here. 28 seconds and counting in the opening quarter. A very good start here for our Pios. And they'd certainly like to keep this momentum going. Let's make it three receivers on the right as both Muth brothers join Josh Hill and Eichstad on the left. And a timeout is being called by Carroll. And I like the call here with 14 seconds left. And we'll keep it here, Johnny. What do you think so far?
Well, I think it's just a lot of fun. You know, the one thing that sticks out in my mind here is Carthage, when they're kicking off, they are respectful of what the Pioneers got going on their kickoffs. But the Pios are doing the same thing. They're doing squib kicks and chart kicks. So Raby sees something on that kicking game. So both teams are not kicking deep too much.
Nope. Yeah, that's a good point, Knight. You know, Carthage, Carroll managed to get a first down in the opening series, but Carthage then made it a three-and-out situation. And then, you know, things were looking Carthage's way, and you know, a couple mental mistakes on their end, and they have to punt the ball back to Carroll. Carroll marches downfield, gets the touchdown. But this next drive for Carthage, you know, a really good five-yard gain, and then a fumbled snap by Lowe. Even on third and long, they almost had a first down there.
Yeah.
A beautiful out pattern.
Yeah.
So twins right, single receiver left. Johnson on Raby's left here. Tight end wing right. 28 seconds remain here. Here's the snap. Raby fakes a handoff. He rolls out left. Looking downfield. Oh, it's dropped by J.R. Muth. He was open. Muth was cutting across from the right side flank spot. And, you know, Raby just threw it nice and easy. It was catchable.
Yeah,
I was wondering where he's going. I saw Muth, and he just...
Right, he had two targets there, and he took the down target, and I think number 39...
Eight, yeah, had some pressure
might
there.
Have,
yep.
Might have got a touch on that.
Yep. So, Streveler into punt. Let's see if he can make it a better punt here. Jordan Wiles back to receive at his own 35. So, they know Streveler can kick it deep. Pios are punting from their 25-yard line here. The snap. Here's the punt.
Much
better. This one, it's shorter, but much better. It takes a hop. Wiles fields it, breaks one tackle. He's at the 45. And beautiful tackle there at the 49. The big man. Number 61.
And that's the end of the first quarter.
And I think that might have been Kevin Whitman, the old lineman, on that tackle. Let's check the roster here. We have multiple. Yeah, Kevin Whitman, the starting offensive lineman, with a monster tackle.
He did. He got a hold of him, and it was almost an arm tackle. But he said, hey, you're not going anywhere, dude.
It looked like Wiles was going to cross midfield there and get some more yardage but after breaking one tackle. But Whitman said, no, sorry.
Must have been eating his Wheaties.
Yep. So both teams don't have to go very far to switch sides here in the middle of the field. It looks like Carthage is marked down at their own 48, 49-yard line. First and 10 as we begin a new quarter here, the second quarter. 14-0 Pios, but again, as I suggested, Carthage is not out of this. And some of the positive plays have suggested that they could make this a game if they can pull it together in time. As we hear Twisted Sisters, We're Not Going to Take It by the Carthage Marching Band. I love the selection here. So first and 10, Firebirds at their own 49-yard line. Ball the middle of the field. Twins right, single receiver left, tight end right. Bryce Frank on Bryce Lowe's right. It's going to go to Frank on the right side here.
Big
He's got
hole.
Some first down yardage and then some before Jake Binkowski brings him down. Great hole there on the right side, off tackle, off the shotgun. So the Firebirds move the chains for, I believe, the first time today, if I remember correctly, Johnny.
I think you're right, sir.
Ball in the middle of the field here at the 39 of the Pios. Single receiver left, twins right. Tight end wing right. Frank on Lowe's right. He gets the snap. He's going to the left side. He goes around tackle. Finally brought down after about a 7-yard gain there. Damon Loker on the tackle. It looked like there was a Pio lineman ready to tackle them. Might have been Martinez, and he just Frank took a step right and got the handoff and went left. So it was almost like a shotgun counter, if you will.
Gain of 6 on the play. It's 2nd and 4.
14:07. Trips right. No receivers left. Tight end wing right. Frank on Lowe's left. It's going to go to Frank again to the left side, and this time he's met in the backfield by a host of Pioneers. It's going to be for at least a 1-yard loss. Great job sniffing that out. And it looks like Damon Loker was the first one in there.
Down by Loker and Staub.
Loker and Riley Staub.
Loss of a couple brings up
a Home Depot employee along with Josh Raby.
Is he the axe man?
Raby's the axe man.
He is.
But you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Riley Staub looked like the axe man on that play.
Well, they both were.
So now we got a third and about 6 here. Twins right, single receiver left, tight end wing right. Frank on the left. It goes to Frank again. He switches from his right to his left. He gets a couple good yards there to the 32 before the Pio D meets him.
Frank on the carry.
And I think that was Will Campbell.
Campbell.
Yep.
And, Loker.
And Damon Loker again. So the two tight ends combining. So Carthage's going to go for it again here on 4th and 3. They're 0-for-2 on 4th downs.
4th and 3.
They're at the 32, 29 is the yard to get. 12:57 remaining, another big fourth down play, a key play. Twins right, single receiver left. Tight end now goes in motion. Quick pass to Wiles. He breaks one tackle. He's got first down yardage. He breaks another tackle.
Uh-oh.
20, 15. A.J. Moore brings him down around the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Firebirds and some nifty running for Jordan Wiles. So the tight end goes in motion, and they form that pyramid receiver formation that they like to do a lot of. And it looked like the piles were ready to close in and take over on downs, but some nifty footwork.
Yep, he had a shed block there, and he shed the defender, and he just ran for another 12 yards.
First and goal, ball on the right hash. Twins left, single receiver right. Frank on Lowe's right. Flanker goes in motion now from the left to the right. Tight end wing left, so double tight end wing here. It's going to go to Lowe. No, it's a keeper by Lowe. He faked to Frank. Sorry, I got my Bryce's mixed up. And gain of about three there.
Bryce to Bryce.
Brought down by Emmanuel.
So the Drake, Emmanuel, with the solo tackle there.
Gain of three on the play.
That was a nice look. They had me fooled. I was still following Bryce Frank going to the left, following the double tight ends.
You were. It was a good keeper.
It sure was. So that pyramid left formation for the receivers. Frank on Lowe's left. He gets a snap. Lowe looking across the middle. He's got a guy. Touchdown, Carthage! Number 18. Jackson Westmoreland for the Carthage touchdown, and it's a game again. The 6'2 sophomore from Westville, Indiana, as Entkowitz looks to make it a one-score game here with this extra point, or at least a seven-point game. And Bryce Lowe holding, and the kick is good. So with 11:28 remaining in the second quarter, the Firebirds get on the board. It's now 14-7 in favor of our Pios. We'll be back after this quick message here in the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches? Not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'll take this one. About to move on.
Go ahead.
Hey, welcome back, Art Keller Field. And Ankowitz, who put the extra point on, is now kicking off. It's a short kick. And Josh Hill will take it. No, it's Austin Eichstadt, it looks like. And he pushes forward all the way to the 27, going from the right to the left. And Keon Miller ready to receive it, but Eichstadt was there to get it. And it's funny, we're seeing these starters in special teams situations that we don't normally see.
Yeah, it's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the philosophy is put your best players on the field and, get the ball in their hands.
I mean, we saw the starting right tackle, Kevin Whitman, making a huge tackle, and now we see our primary receiver getting a return there on a short kick. So first and 10 Pios at their own 27 here. Single receivers both sides, tight end wing left. Marcus Johnson still in the game. No other running backs have played. He's on Raby's left. Here's the snap. He fakes to Johnson. Raby looking across the middle. He's got a guy. That's Eichstadt. Cut! And brought down at about the 44 of the Pios there. That was number 30. Isaiah Bird on the coverage there. Beautiful post pattern by Eichstadt. Great pass by Raby over the middle.
It really was. It was something that you'd see those two guys have practiced that play.
Yeah,
that was very nice, very good execution.
So I think that fake handoff drew the safeties in, which gave Eichstadt that open real estate. Ball in the middle of the field here, first and 10, Twins left, single receiver right. Johnson on Raby's left here. And it's going to be a handoff to Johnson going to the right. He's got a hole. He's got first down yardage.
Holy cow!
25! Finally tripped up at about the 20-yard line. First and 10, a great run by the freshman, Marcus Johnson.
It's so much fun to see him scamper like that.
10:37 and counting in the second quarter. Pioneers looking to get that touchdown back that they gave up to Carthage.
Right.
And they're not fooling around. Two big plays for 20-plus yards.
First
passing and running. Ball in the right hash, 22-yard line. Twins left, single receiver right. Johnson and Raby's left, tight end wing left. Here's the snap. Raby looking to his left. He's got a guy. That's Eichstead. Touchdown!
Right in the corner
pattern.
Holy cow.
Great pass by Raby. Great job by Eichstead cutting that out. He drew the corner back like he was going on a fly pattern. And he made a quick cut at the last second. It was like a timing pattern.
And you just got to respect his speed and his height, so they had to play him off a little bit.
You sure do. So just like that, it's back to a two-score game. Coach Buda said, enough of this fooling around. So the Indian Trail alumnus, senior Jacob Laurent, looking to make it a 21-7 game as Tyler McLean holds. Here's the snap, the hold, it's all good, and so is the extra point. So with 10-10 remaining in the second quarter, the Pioneers back up to a two-touchdown lead, 21-7. We'll be right back in the Pioneer Football Radio Network after this quick message. Anya, take it away, please.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Civic Media's live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. I'm Johnny Watermelon with my friend Don Brown, and we are down in Kenosha to watch Firebirds against Pios.
Johnny, the two freshmen, Jackson and Bird, are back to receive for the Birds of Fire. Jacob Laurent ready to kick off. And it's another short one. Looks like it's going to get fielded. And that's Bird on the return. He's going up the middle. Gets all the way to about the 31, so a decent return for the Firebirds. Actually, that's a 26, excuse me.
Tried doing a little trigonometry down there. And
So Bryce Lowe and company come out, or should we say Bryce Squared with Bryce Lowe and Bryce Frank. I want to call Bryce Lowe Bryce Drew, the famous basketball player from Valpo, put that winning shot in March Madness, and also has a great coaching career. Twins left, single receiver right for Bryce Lowe. Bryce Frank on his right. Ball on the right hash here. It's spotted at the 26, first and 10. 10:05 remaining, a 21-7 Pio lead. Here's the snap. He hands it off to Frank up the middle, and he bounces off one but does not get very far.
Short gain.
Yep. It's number 12 for the Pios, Jim Clem, Lindenhurst. We need a nickname for Clem, Jim Clem.
How about Jed Clampett?
There you go. Or Clemens Sausage. The Sausage Man, Jim Clem. So they're calling it a second and 8 at about the 27 here. Twins left. It's a handoff to Frank up the middle again in short yardage. And that was Steven Lazarus on that tackle there for the Pios.
Break on the carry.
You know, the Pios aren't buying into this running at him like that.
Nope.
Carthage has actually got some big offensive linemen. You know, they're 300-plus guys. And they're just not moving the defense around.
Tim Nelson actually got credit for the tackle. Good job there by the D-line. Third and 9 here. Ball in the right hash. Trips right. Twins left. Empty backfield. He gets the snap. He looks to his right. He gets sacked.
Down.
And that was Montes. Nick Montes. Who had a career game against Elmhurst.
Showing some real speed there, sir.
He made the division, the All-Division III football team that week on D3Football.com, in addition to being CCIW Student Athlete of the Week. So now it's fourth and down as Ankowitz comes in to punt. And Marcus Johnson at the 50, ready to return. 8:26 and counting is your time remaining in the second quarter. 21-7 Pio lead over the Firebirds of Carthage. Here's a snap, some pressure, And it's fielded by Johnson. He fumbles the snap. It's recovered by Carthage.
Ah, boy.
So it looks like number 22 of Carthage gets his name in the paper. Tanner Ludwig, the junior from Littleton, Colorado, plays a lot of time in the defensive backfield. And it looked like the way the ball was covered there, he should have called a fair catch.
That's what I was thinking, dude.
He was trying to run that with too many red shirts in striking distance.
I think he got a little nervous at the end there.
Big break for the Firebirds, who finally put the ball in the end zone here to start the second quarter. This is the break they needed, trailing 21-7, and after a three and out. Twin packages, both sides, empty backfield for Bryce Lowe, tight end wing left. 8:12 is your time remaining here. Flanker goes in motion from the left, closer to the middle here. Flanker goes in motion. That's Bryce Reinke. He fakes it on the snap. Down the middle, he's got a guy. It's caught. Jordan Wiles, first down yardage there as Jim Clem hangs on.
Nicely designed and executed by the Firebirds.
Had a little help from Braden Curtin from DePere, Notre Dame Academy, on that tackle. So the Birds of Fire move the chains right away. Clock runs, 7:55 remaining in the second quarter. Ball closer to the right hash, the 31-yard line here. Twins left, single receiver right, tight end right. Frank on Lowe's right. Now Frank moves to Lowe's left. And here's the snap. Looks to his left, quick pass. He's got a guy. It's caught. Another first down. As Curtin again on the tackle there. Jordan Wiles again. So he's their go-to guy here.
They're moving the ball now, sir.
They sure are. And getting right back into the no huddle. 7:24 and counting here. Pioneers trying to hang on to a 21-7 lead. Firebirds regroup, at least the front part of it. We have trips right here. No receivers left. Frank on Lowe's right, tight end wing right. I anticipate a handoff to the right, and he's going to bring it back. Nope. Quick snap, quick screen to Wiles. This time it's sniffed out by the Pios.
Nowhere to go there.
Elliot Miller, the pirate from Pewaukee, sniffs that out, and it's a loss of one. Excuse me, Elliot Miller, or Miller as we say, for those of German heritage, the proper pronunciation. No relation to Libby Miller, coach of the two-time champion mock trial team of Waukesha South. So we got second and 11, twin packages both sides, tight end wing left, and it's going to Frank. He came from the right flank to the left. And it was a quick pass there, quick toss. And they're going to call it about a four-yard gain there, making it third and 7. Ball at the 22. So make it third and 6 here. 6:10 and counting in the first half. Big third and 6 play. Twin packages both sides. Frank on Lowe's left here. Here's the snap. Lowe dropping back deep, looks to his right, quick pass underneath. Oh, it's dropped. And a big hit by Braden Curtin to make sure it stays dropped.
Braden hit him pretty hard there, Don.
Dante Riccardi, the sophomore from Huntley, Illinois, Marion Catholic, dropped that one. I think you heard the footsteps, Johnny, because Curtin labeled him good. Good clean hit.
Yep.
So fourth and 6, and Carthage is going to go for it. No field goal attempt here. Trips right, single receiver left. Frank on Lowe's right here. And here's the snap. Lowe looking to his right. Goes downfield. He's got a guy.
Intercepted. Oh, dropped it.
Elliot Miller had it.
Oh, Don.
But I think
Westmoreland
played corner, and I think he stripped that. Miller beat him to the bone. I think Moreland stuck a hand out at the last second to deflect it, which bodes better for the Pios because instead of trying to run it back from the 5 or 6, they got it at their own 22. So after a disastrous punt return attempt there, a botched punt, Pioneer defense redeems. So Raby and company come out, and we'd like to see some of that quick stripe offense here, especially with 5:47 left in the opening half, a 21-7 pile lead. Twins left single receiver, right ball in the right hash, the 22. Johnson on Raby's left. Snap, fake to Johnson. Raby rolls out left, avoids one rusher. Now he's running to the right. He's going to take it off and run. He's going to get about a yard or two. So well covered there by the Carthage defense. Number six, DeVito, making sure he goes out of bounds. So real credit to that Carthage defense. Raby had a lot of time, and he bought himself some more time. And Carthage did not give up many opportunities there.
Yeah, that time his reads were covered.
Good job by Chris DeVito, because it looked like for a second Raby was going to get some bigger yardage here. But second and nine at the 23. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash. Johnson goes in four to the left. He fakes the screen. He goes the other way to Trevor Hancock, and he pushes forward. Ooh, good tackle out of bounds there by DeVito. A statement shot there, I'd say, is the hefty Hancock gets knocked out hard.
I thought that was going to develop into more than a two-yard deal there.
I did too, but now makes it third and five there. We're after four-yard gain, so we're going to make it, a third and five here. Ball in the right hash. 27-yard line. 4:46 and counting here. 21-7 pile lead. Twins right, single receiver left. Johnson on Raby's right. Tight end wing right. Raby looks to the sidelines. Now they're ready to go. Here's a snap. Raby looking downfield. He's going to his left. And that's intercepted, but there's a flag.
He got interfered. There's a flag. He's going to go in. That'll
be called
back.
The pick six will be called back. He tackled Josh Hill on that pass attempt. That was very obvious. Isaiah Bird, great job on the catch, but what made it so easy as he tackled Josh Hill. Didn't really give him any chance, but good job selling it anyway.
Yeah. Looked pretty, but you know what? It was pretty bad.
You know, it took a hot minute for the ref to get the ball out of his, the flag to get out of his pocket, so I was starting to suspect some home cooking there, but you couldn't ignore that one. And the Carthage sideline in disbelief, but how could you?
Correction. Holding. Defense.
Thank you.
Number 30.
So they're calling it holding and not interference, which makes sense. So it's defensive holding used to be 5 yards, but it's a 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. So that moves the ball from the 27 to the 37 of the Pios. And the hometown faithful here at Art Keller Field, not in favor of the call.
They're a little disappointed.
I'm surprised
here.
The Firebird mascot looks very calm, but obviously the right call to make. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash. Johnson on Raby's right, tight end wing right. 4:23 is your time remaining in the first half, a 21-7 Pio lead. Here's a snap. Hands off to Johnson going right. Finds a hole, not much there. Oh, he breaks a tackle, but still only gets a couple yards. So, Chris DeVito gets credit for that tackle.
Not a big gain, but
positive yard. Yep, 2 yard gain. So it's second and eight, 4 minutes and counting in the first half. Trips left, single receiver right. Johnson on Raby's left. Second and eight. Raby looks to the sidelines. Here's the snap. Raby quick pass to the right. He's got Eichstead there. For about a 5 or 6 yard gain there to the 44 of the Piles. So that sets up a manageable third and three. 47 is the yard to get for first down. Clock continues to run, 3:30 and counting. Another nice little out pattern there by Eichstead. I like those quick passes.
Yep, they count.
Especially they got such a deep cushion on Eichstead here. Twin packages both sides. Ball on the right hash. Johnson on Raby's left. Might get a blitz from the right outside here of Carthage. Maybe from the middle. Here's a snap. Raby gets it, looks to his left. He's going downfield.
Going deep.
He's got Sammy Muth. Caught. Oh, knocked away. And
just in the nick of time.
I'd like to say great coverage there, but number eight got a – Koan Abreu got away with a hold there on Sammy Muth. So there's that hometown cooking. Piles are going to go for it here. Nope, now the punting unit comes in. There was, you see a couple coaches showing frustration on the Pio sideline, so I think there was some communication on whether or not they go for it. They still have 12 seconds left in the play clock, so. And back to receive is Jordan Wiles here. Jordan Streveler, the punter. High punt, oh!
Oh, no.
He's got a fall on it. And Carthage will take over at the Pio 31. A high snap. Strebler did a good job of trying to knock it down, but just couldn't catch it. Even if he does, there was a Carthaginian there ready to take him down. So the special team woes continue for the Pioneers, keeping Carthage in this game and creating a lot of offensive opportunities. 2:56 is your time remaining in the first half, and a golden opportunity here for Carthage to get some points on the board. So now we got, it's going to be Twins right, ball in the middle of the field at the 31. Twins right, single receiver left. Frank on Lowe's left. First and 10. Here's a snap. Lowe looks to his left. No, he's going downfield. He's got
going
an open
deep
guy.
He's got a guy.
Cut.
Oh,
he drops it out.
He was in the end zone.
He's either in the end zone or the one-yard line, but he couldn't reel it in. The ground knocked it out, fortunately.
Wow.
He was wide open there in a post.
He was.
The receiver was number 13. Trying to get his number here. That Gibson Groves, a senior from Johnsburg, Illinois. That would have been a nice...
That would have been what you wanted to see for Carthage.
Yep. 2:48 remaining here. Trips right, no receivers left. It's going to be a handoff to Frank. On the, really
there.
Nowhere to go. They're going to give him two on that, surprisingly. Friendly spot at the 30. I thought it was more like the 31 or less.
What are these refs from Kenosha?
Riley Staub with another big tackle there. So that makes it 3rd and 8. Instead of a touchdown, that brings them within one touchdown. It's now 3rd and 8, 2:23 and counting in the first half. Trips right, single receiver left, tight end wing right. Empty backfield here for Bryce Lowe. Bryce Frank, here's a snap. Lowe looking to his right, he throws it high, he's got a guy, it's caught. Oh, you know, he had first down yardage, then he ran backwards, and it's a yard short.
Just marked him just a touch short, maybe.
General Westmoreland, Jackson Westmoreland.
Oh, giving it to him.
No.
I'm sorry.
Carthage will call a timeout here, I believe. 1:55 remaining, 3rd and 8. And I can't believe, you know, all he had to do was inch forward to get that first down. Instead, he ran behind the blocking and allowed the Pioneers to stop him just in time.
Fancy twister move there. Didn't work out so good for the young man.
Lowe had to run out of pressure to get the ball out, and he got it there. Westmoreland otherwise having a great game, but just, in fact, he caught the touchdown for Carthage.
Yeah. Well, if you're Carthage, I mean, right now the key here is you've got 2 minutes, and they got great field position, and, you know, if they come away with nothing after that, snap.
Yeah, and after going 0 for 2 on fourth downs, they finally converted in the previous series. So I think the key here is not get too. They're throwing some lateral passes.
Yep.
This one, I think you just got to pound it forward. Get the quarterback under center.
Fourth and a yard from the camera.
But instead, it's Twins left. Ball in the right hash here. Single receiver right. Tight end wing left. Frank goes and Lowe's right. Up, they drew the Pios offsides. Free play. And it's knocked away by the Pios there. Almost had an interference there on Elliot Miller. So,
you know, you think the Pios would stay put on that, you know?
It's hard to do.
He clapped. He's been doing that cadence the whole game. He claps once, and they don't snap it, and then he claps again, and they snap it. It's like they've been doing the thing, and now they finally got burned on it.
I hear you. You know, when you have fourth and short like that, I think you want to try to anticipate the snap.
Yeah, you're all geared up.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's why I'm up here and there.
That's what I say, yeah. So we got the ball at the 18. Yeah, you and me both. Pio's now, it's now, Firebird's now at the 18 of Carroll here, first and 10. Twins right, single receiver left. And it's a flipper to, Bryce Frank goes
nowhere
in motion from the right flank spot and nowhere to go.
Pios swarm him.
Maybe a one-yard gain there to the 17. So great coverage there by the Pios. Will Campbell will probably get his name called again on this one. So good job. You know, when Frank gets the ball on a play like that, on a quick toss,
Down by Campbell.
You expect big yardage, but Pio sniffed that out beautifully.
Yep, that was a great pursuit on that one.
Twins right, single receiver left, ball in the left hash, tight end wing left. Frank on Lowe's right. 1:13 and counting in the first half. 21-7 in favor of the Pios. Here's a snap. Down the middle, he's got a guy that's dropped.
Oh!
Jim Clem, I think, got a piece of that. Or is that Jake Minkowski? Jake Minkowski might have got a piece on that. If Wiles hangs on to that ball, he's going to the end zone because Minkowski made a gamble, but the timing was good. If he didn't make contact with the ball, he at least caused enough havoc for Wiles to drop the ball.
And he knows it. He clapped his hand in disappointment after that muff.
Big third and nine here. Trips right, single receiver left. Tight end wing right. Wiles in motion now. Comes back to the right. Empty backfield for Bryce. Looks downfield.
He's got
Westmoreland. He catches it. He's running backwards, thank God. But he has first down yardage here, it looks like. No, he's short. It's going to be another fourth down play. And again, Westmoreland had an opportunity to cross the line, but he was looking to get more and ran backwards. Clock runs, 48 seconds and counting. No timeouts called yet. First and
9 yards.
Yep, no, it's fourth and short. And I'm surprised they're not calling a timeout here. They got two left, I believe.
Fourth and a yard.
Twins right. Tight end wing left. Frank on Lowe's right. It's Frank pushes forward. He's got the first down yardage and pushes all the way to about the six. First down. Clock stops at 21 seconds. And now Carthage will call its...
That's their first timeout.
Their first timeout.
First down.
So Carthage has a chance to get some points on the board before the half. Can the Pios stop them here or get a turnover? I'm kind of surprised Carthage didn't... three timeouts. They didn't use it sooner. I think that time is still precious because you still need a few seconds to set up a play.
Well, it's like you say, Don. You know, you can't take them with you into the locker room. You know, you got to use them when you're out on the field.
And if it's the kind of situation where the ball's dropped, well, you got to call a timeout. I guess you have it, but I'd rather just have maybe 10 or 15 seconds more.
Well, I'm with you. I guess I'm in agreement on that.
And I think and as we've seen here at this conference and in Division III, you see a lot of teams with less than a minute left are more than happy to go into the victory formation and take it in for the half. So a Twins right, tight end left.
First and goal, Carthage from the sixth.
Frank on Lowe's right. 21 seconds remaining. Here's a snap. He looks to his right. He's got a guy. It's caught. Touchdown! Jackson Westmoreland, his second catch for a TD of the game. And with 17 seconds left, it's now 21-13.
Making it a game.
So an extra point will make it a 7-point game here if Ankiewicz can convert. And all this happened on a high snap on a punt. Set up Carthage beautifully. They're going to go for two here, it looks like. Trips right, single receiver left, ball in the middle of the field. Nope. Now Bryce Frank's going to go to the left flank. So now Carthage will call it second timeout. With 17 seconds remaining, and we'll keep it here. And, Johnny, I know what's going on in your head. There were some opportunities for Carroll to maybe blow this open, and a couple mishaps on special teams.
Yeah.
Fortunately,
well, that
couple of them didn't
snap.
Hurt us. But, even though our defense held on that dropped punt by the freshman, Marcus Johnson, we had the ball midfield and probably could have moved the ball down, could have scored. And, to add insult to injury, Carthage will receive the ball to start the second half. So a lot of momentum going in their direction. And
yeah, absolutely.
Especially now they're going for two. I'm kind of surprised they wouldn't just get the easy point.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm not really following
they got blood in their mouth.
Math on this, but, I would have took the extra point. But,
you get two here and then... Yeah.
I guess it makes it a two-score. Yep.
And here it is. Twin packages both sides. Trips right. It's a quick pass to Westmoreland again, and he's not going to make it. Stop just short. Woo!
Boy, that was close.
It was that same kind of underneath play.
They've
and
been
it was
very,
very close. Yeah, Jake
very
Minkowski.
Successful at those underneath plays today.
Woo! So we'll keep it here since we're almost near halftime. 17 seconds remaining. No time taken off on that extra point attempt, and... So it's an 8-point game. Carthage gave Carroll a little gift there. And I think the good news, you know, for Carthage is they figure they're going to receive the ball to start the second half. And, you know, my hope was if Carroll holds them, Carthage might have gone for a field goal there again, knowing they were going to get the ball to start the second half. So, but as it is. And